From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. Former First Lady of the United States, Nancy Reagan, is dead at age 94. Entertainment news website TMZ first reported her death today. The wife of the 40th president of the United States, Ronald Reagan, for more than five decades until his death in 2004. She served as First Lady from 1981 to 1989 and spearheaded the Just Say No to Drugs campaign against substance abuse. She was known for her elegant and soft-spoken way publicly, but often criticized as having too much influence with her husband. She'll be buried next to President Reagan at the library in Simi Valley, California. Prominent Sudanese politician Hassan al-Turabi was buried today in a cemetery east of the capital, Khartoum, after a funeral attended by thousands. Turabi died Saturday of a heart attack at the age of 84. He played a major role in the 1989 coup that brought President Omar al-Bashir to power. However, the two close allies later became bitter foes, with Turabi the only Sudanese politician to support a warrant for Bashir's arrest by the International Criminal Court on charges of war crimes. Turabi was also at one time host to al-Qaeda leader Osama bin Laden, although the group was expelled from Sudan under U.S. pressure in 1996. Turabi, who supported radical Islam in the 1990s, remade himself as a mainstream politician. Nearly 5 million eligible voters in the West African nation of Benin are casting their ballots today for the country's next president. 33 candidates are running to succeed Tuma Boni Yayi. He's leaving office after the legally mandated two terms, reinforcing Benin's reputation as a model of democracy on the troubled continent where many leaders revise the constitution of their countries to stay in power. This is VOA News. In U.S. politics, the nominating contest for Republicans may be winding down to a two-man race between businessman Donald Trump and Senator Ted Cruz. On Saturday, Cruz won two state primaries in Maine and Kansas, with frontrunner Donald Trump on top in Louisiana and Kentucky. Trump is still out in front on the delegate count and expressed no disappointment in the results.
I would love to take on Ted one-on-one. That would be so much fun because Ted can't win New York. He can't win New Jersey. He can't win Pennsylvania. He can't win California. I want Ted one-on-one, okay?
The Republican leadership in the past week has been pleading with party rank and file not to support Trump through the primaries in order to stop him from attaining the nomination. But again, the field still has four candidates, Trump and Cruz, as well as Florida Senator Marco Rubio and Ohio Governor John Kasich. Egypt is accusing the Palestinian Islamist movement Hamas and the outlawed Muslim Brotherhood of involvement in last year's killing of the country's top prosecutor. Interior Minister Magdi Abdel Gahar said that 14 members of the Muslim Brotherhood participated directly in the plan to murder Isham Barakat, was assassinated in a car bomb in late July. Abdel Gahar told reporters the plot was carried out on the orders of the Muslim Brotherhood in close coordination with Hamas. A suicide attack in the Iraqi city of Hilah today killed at least 47 people and wounded more than 40 others. The Islamic State claimed responsibility for the bombing. A police official says the attacker drove an explosives-filled fuel truck into a security checkpoint about 115 kilometers south of Baghdad. The checkpoint was filled with cars backed up waiting for entrance into the city. The Iraqi Body Count Project, which maintains a database of civilian deaths in Iraq since 2003, reports more than 2,000 civilians dead since the beginning of this year. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu today welcomed a visit by U.S. Vice President Joe Biden. Mr. Netanyahu says the visit is testament to the strong relations between Israel and its ally, the United States. Netanyahu made the comments during the weekly cabinet meeting. Mr. Biden's last visit to Israel in 2010 sparked a diplomatic spat with Washington when Israel announced settlement construction plans during his visit. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani says his security forces have uprooted loyalists of the Islamic State in Afghanistan. Addressing lawmakers at the opening of Parliament in Kabul today, he said the IS is one of the elements in the current conflict of Afghanistan, but it is only fighting to promote its own ideological extremism. I'm Marty Johnson in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.